And to turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter, please. Philippians chapter 4, these are thoughts that I shared with the church a little over 3 years ago. But I think it's important that I share them with you tonight as well. And that is choosing an attitude of gratefulness. Our sense of gratitude, peace of mind, is often tied to our circumstances. And if all is well, then we're usually thankful. But if all is not well, then we don't usually feel very thankful. And Paul calls us, in the midst of all this, he exhorts us to choose an attitude of thankfulness regardless of the circumstances, and that we're to live in peace in spite of all of the circumstances around us. And his aim is to help us to see that the promises of God's Word are ours, even if we make the right choices about our attitude. He says, I will allow you to have an attitude of thankfulness through all this. Philippians chapter 4, I would like us to look at verses 4 through 7, please, tonight. Philippians, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord. And what's the next word? Always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And that's exactly what Teresa was just singing about. Be careful, or don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When it comes to this attitude of gratitude, I want to say this. First, we have a couple of special guests with us tonight. I want to welcome some missionary friends of Somerville Baptist Church. They're out of Decatur Baptist here. The Hayden family, Joseph and Sherry. And it's wonderful to have them with us tonight. And they were a big help, I think, even in the logistics of our trip and getting over to Zambia. They know the Collins well. We also have a special gift that we'd like to give to them after the service is over, just as a way for us to say thank you for being full-time servants of the Lord here and being our guests tonight. Also, we have Kim Grubbs with us tonight. And formerly, they were on staff, she and Josh and the family. And what's interesting about this is that we've kind of done a trade. The Taylors are up presenting the Filipino National Pastors Project tonight up at Josh's church, and then Kim's down here. And so she's playing hooky on her own church. And so it's very good to have her here, and what dear friends of our ministry they are tonight. Tonight's message is going to be very short, and then there's something else that we'd like to address at the end. Number one, I'd like you to write these down. An attitude of thankfulness makes it possible to rejoice in the midst of the face of difficulties. An attitude of thankfulness makes it possible to rejoice in the face of difficulties. In verse 4, he says this, that rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We choose whether or not we're going to rejoice in the midst of activities. We have a choice that we make. Am I going to take joy in? Am I going to rejoice in this activity? And that doesn't mean that it's always enjoyable, but it does mean that we rejoice in this, that it's a joy that's an underlying. It's not necessarily a happiness. It's something deeper than a happiness. It's something that goes below the tide lines. It's more of a current in the ocean of life, but I'm going to rejoice in the Lord always. And then he says this, and again I say, rejoice. That rejoicing is a chosen activity. And then he goes on further to explain this, that the faithfulness of God alleviates the fear of need. Notice, if you will, now we begin with verse 5. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Listen, he's saying this at the end. let your moderation be known unto all men. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be anxious. And I'm speaking to myself in this. I am one of the worst when it comes to panic attacks, when it comes to anxiety attacks. And the reason that I forget this is that I forget that the coming of the Lord is imminent. It's at any moment that the coming of the Lord is right here beside us. And I want to encourage you to understand this, that the Lord has all of this under control. And when it's time for him to call his children home, he'll call his children home either by death or by the rapture of the church. God has this fully under control, which leads us right into verse 6. When he says in verse 6, don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Now watch. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we're to bring everything to God in prayer. We're to bring everything to God with our petitions. But he says this, anticipate that God is already going to be answering that prayer. Lord, I not only thank you that you hear this prayer, I also know and trust and believe that you have the answer already ready and waiting. Lord, you knew what I was going to pray before I ever prayed this prayer. And so, Lord, I not only thank you that you hear this prayer, I thank you that you already have the answer in waiting and that I can trust you in this. He said, so the faithfulness of God alleviates the fear of need. Lord, what am I going to do? Am I going to wring my hands? Lord, how in the world are you going to handle this? Lord, how in the world are you going to take care of this? No, we come to him with our prayer and supplication, knowing with thanksgiving that he's already got the answer in plan. That's very important when you're going through a trial of life. It's very important to remember that our God is fully sovereign and fully in control, and that our God is a good God, and that he cares very much for his children. An attitude of thankfulness makes it possible to rejoice in the face of difficulties. Secondly, an attitude of thankfulness transforms our perspective. Going back to verse 5. He says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Why? Because the Lord is at hand. We can be kind. We can be gentle. Let your moderation be known unto all men with others when we have a grateful attitude. Why is that? Because the nearness of the Lord's return is at hand. This isn't up to us to accomplish. Don't you understand that, man, there's so much more in my life I want to accomplish. Huey Long, right before he died, after he was shot, the famous Louisiana politician, he says, but I don't want to die. I have so much more that I have to take care of with Louisiana State University. I don't want to die. There's so many more things that I want to accomplish. I am the same way in my life. I don't want to die. There's so many more things that I want to accomplish in my life for the glory and the cause of Christ. But that's not up to me. See, the Lord is at hand. The Lord knows when it's time for me to go. The Lord knows when it's time for us to stay. The Lord knows when it's time for the church to be caught up together in the air, to be forever together with one another, with the Lord, and the Lord knows how much longer the church needs to stay here for the cause of reaching more people for Christ. For that reason, we can let our moderation be known unto all men. You don't have to always be worked up. It's not up to you. The cause of Christ, the work that's going on in the world, it's not up to you. We are invited to be a part of what God is wanting and going to accomplish and how he wants to accomplish it. Quit trying to be God in everything that we do. I'm speaking to myself. Quit trying to take God's place and simply rest in him. Lord, I've surrendered you my life. I've given you everything that I know to give to you. And past that, Lord, I'm striving in together with other believers. But Lord, as far as striving to the point of anxiousness, as far as striving to the point of fear and of anxiety and of panic, no, you have this fully under control. The Lord is at hand. An attitude of thankfulness makes it possible to rejoice in the face of difficulties. An attitude of thankfulness transforms our perspective. Thirdly, an attitude of thankfulness toward God assures us of a sense of peace. Look down, if you will, at verse 7. And the peace of God. Could I encourage you to underline a phrase in your Bible? And the peace of God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace that comes from God can accomplish more than the human mind can ever conceive. It's the peace of God that goes beyond all of understanding. The bank's not where it's supposed to be. The health report's not where it's supposed to be. The family, the marriage is not where it's supposed to be. And yet I can have the peace of God that passes all understanding because I am kept by God. He goes on further with verse 7. He says, the peace of God will stand guard at the heart of a thankful person. He says, and shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, keep thy heart, guard it with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When you come to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I am guarded by the peace of God through a grateful heart. A grateful heart allows my heart to be kept, to be guarded by the peace of an almighty God. An attitude of thankfulness toward God assures us a sense of peace. I will tell you this tonight. I don't know what it is that you're going through, but I will say this to you. Then in our life, we can allow the peace of God to have victory in everything that we're going through by, number one, rejoicing in the face of difficulties. I'm going to rejoice in Him no matter the chosen activity, and the faithfulness of God alleviates the fear of need. By having an attitude of thankfulness transforms our perspective. We can be kind and gentle with others when we have a thankful attitude because the Lord is in control. The Lord's near at hand. He has everything underneath His sovereign control. And then thirdly, the attitude of thankfulness toward God assures us of a sense of peace. The peace of God comes from Him. It can accomplish much more than the human mind can conceive. And the peace that comes from God will stand guard at the heart of a thankful person. If you ever want to express to God when you're going through a time of incredible anxiety, you're going through a time of incredible unsettledness, come back to a place of thanking God. A.W. Tozer said this way, that a heart that's given to anxiousness is a heart that needs to come back to a place of gratefulness. A heart that is given to anxiousness is a heart that needs to come back to a place of thankfulness and gratefulness. Tonight, choose instead of anxiousness, choose instead of panic, choose a heart of thankfulness and choose a heart of gratefulness. Look into outward circumstances for encouragement, for hope, for peace, for inspiration. It's going to leave us disappointed. However, choosing an inward attitude of thankfulness toward God. God, I'm going to thank for you in the midst of the storm. I'm going to thank you in the good times. I'm going to thank you in the seemingly bad times. Lord, based on your word and upon your grace, we'll always find the outlook of the peace of God at the center of our life.